Robots, Tegan.
Yeah, robots, Spike.
Robots, we're going to talk about them, Tegan.
Let's talk about the robots.
You want to?
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Well, yeah, we're doing it.
All right. Cool. This is how it is.
This is how it is now.
This is Bots, Bots, Bots.
This is Bots, Bots, Bots. I'm Spike. Oh, got it right. Almost said Tegan. You're Tegan.
Yeah, I am Tegan. And this is our bite card prediction episode, and with a bit of AMAs in there as well.
Oh, God. Which episode is it?
Of ours?
No, of theirs.
Episode 8?
Of Bots. Of BattleBots. We'll have a TV show one day.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, oh, you know what would be cool? If Bots, Bots, Bots could become, like, you know how, like, the AFL and the rugby have, like,
right,
those shows on after the match, and there's, like, a bunch of dudes sitting in a panel behind a desk, and they just talk about the match wearing suits.
What do we have? The footy show?
Yeah, the footy show is kind of that, but it's a bit, yeah, that's kind of like a comedy part of that one. But yeah.
I mean, aren't we a comedy kind of part of?
Exactly.
But we don't own suits yet.
Yet.
But we could get suits if we need to.
We could totally get suits.
Yeah, I want to look like Chris and Kenny. They've got little, those pocket squares.
Yeah, they're fancy boys.
They are fancy boys.
I'm not that fancy.
Not yet.
Nah, never.
No, no.
Yeah, cool. So, I guess I'll start.
Yeah, you want to start? So we're going to talk about the AMAs?
Yeah, so as we all know, some of the teams get on Reddit. Some of the teams get on Reddit.
Not Ribbit. That's the site for frogs.
And they answer questions. So we're going to just read them out to you because we can and we will, and no one can stop us.
That's right. It's your weekly Bots Digest. Here you go.
All right. Sporkinock AMA. You ready, Spike?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, audience?
Yes.
one man.
I'll answer for you.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, somebody has said, why a spork? Don't get me wrong, I love the spork. But how do you settle on the spork? Will you ever consider other utensils like knife or other kitchen tools like tongs, scissors, or spatula? And they also asked, do you plan on coming back in the next season or just another season generally? If so, what are your plans to upgrade Sporkinock, or will you show up with a new bot? They answered, Sporkinock the BattleBot is a big version of Sporkinock the Antweight. 10 or so years ago, I needed a weapon for an overnight thwack bot build and for some reason decided to cut lines into a kitchen spoon. Hey, sometimes you just got to do what you
got
to do.
It's what you've got available.
Somehow the bot took second place and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, yeah. It works.
It works, it works. I love that. Sporks, man. They're handy. You can eat a small bit of soup with a spork.
I would like the running theme of, like, kitchen-themed robots to continue. Like, I like that we have Sporkinock, and I really miss, what was that burger robot?
Oh, Royale with cheese.
Yeah. Battle Royale with cheese.
Yeah, Battle Royale with cheese.
Like, let's keep going. I really want to see, like, this is why I wish Hydro brought a big spatula, because I want to see a flipper bot that is like a big spatula.
Yes. I'd love that. What would they be called?
Sunny Side Up.
Oh, that's really, really good, Spike. And they also said, if BattleBots will have us, we definitely intend to return. We've already been working on upgrades that will solve several of the issues we ran into, such as different wheels, better designed gearboxes. Sporkinock will look similar on the outside, but inside he'll be a brand new bot. And then someone asked, what's the biggest hurdle to overcome building a heavyweight compared to smaller ant weight classes? The scale of the bot is what they said. Most insect bots can use material that I have either in my personal stash or in a shared stash at Familab. I don't know what that is. Sounds like a place.
I haven't heard of it, but
no,
it could be like a shared makerspace.
Yeah, sounds like something like that. For Sporkinock BB, we had to buy basically all new material And then they said beyond that, the wiring. So I can imagine wiring a giant BattleBot being a feat.
Yeah, I can do some rudimentary electronics, but I can't imagine what goes into really wiring something like that. And yeah, I guess you don't have like aluminium, huge sheets of aluminium frame or steel frame just laying around your house, unless maybe you're Ray Billings.
Or Dave Eaton.
Or Dave Eaton. Well, unless you live on a farm, yes, perhaps.
Someone asked, what difference stood out to you being at BattleBots compared to other events? BattleBots certainly has a unique pressure to perform, both as a competitor and as a person. If you look at the Rusty fight compared to the Sub-Zero fight, you can see a night and day difference between the two. For the Rusty fight, we were exhausted and at the point of wanting to get it over with more than anything. By the time it came to the fight with Sub-Zero, we were friggin' pumped.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Friggin'.
Getting pumped.
Someone asked for the best stories from the pits. They were saying the rabble from the huge Hydra / Rotator Beta fights was fun to watch.
Oh, right. The conglomerate of builders.
Yes. They had and have opinions as an event organizer, which they tossed into the mix.
Ooh.
But the unseen rants from Will Bales was hilarious. And at some point, they'd gotten tired and decided to have a nap under the table.
Will Bales had?
No, they did.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Lilith did. I think there was Lilith answering these questions. Someone asked what their ideal tag team partner is.
Oh, yeah. Classic question.
Yeah, they said a control bot, probably Slammo or Overhaul. And their dream opponent, they asked, was Scorpios, Battle of the Scorpions.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That would be a good fight.
I think so too.
Well, it sounds like Sporkanox, you know, got some real takeaways from this year. And they're going to put that in their brain and, you know, compute out a new robot. Well, you know, some improvements for next year.
Yeah, so hopefully we see them next year. I'd really like to. As we know, Lilith has been running smaller events in their hometown for many years now. So it was interesting to hear how it compares to BattleBots.
Yeah.
Because it would be completely different.
Yeah, certainly. So this week I did Tracer's AMA. So they are Team Chimera. That's K-Y-M-E-R-A. You can find them on Facebook at Chimera Bots. And yeah, let's get into it. So someone asked, what were the other bots that you made before Tracer? There was one called Rebob. I think that's how you would say it. Rebop.
Rebop?
Yeah. Well, it's not a P, so I guess Rebob. Was our dual horizontal middleweight hammerbot from the 03/04 days. Rebob sadly no longer exists, but a couple of pieces actually survived and were used in Needle.
Oh. So,
bit of Rebop in Needle. That's good.
That's fun.
Then in 09, we built the 4-bar flipper slingshot that was pretty fun, but no one ever got to see it, sadly. As far as I know, this was actually the first fully brushless BattleBot.
Cool. What?
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Tracer team, you know, yeah. pushing the edge. So, slingshot still exists, and it's parked under my rolling tool chests. I like to use it for some sort of STEM outreach. It's a fun robot to see, but 1,000 times safer than a spinner to demonstrate.
All right. Cool.
I will say, in this AMA with Tracer, I'll leave a link in the show notes, because you should check it out. I might leave a link to all the AMAs this episode. We should probably start doing that.
That's not a bad idea.
Because, yeah, the Captain of Tracer left a lot of links to some interesting pictures and videos for you to check out.
Yeah, cool.
So someone asked, why is the bot named Tracer? And the answer, to summarize, pretty much like the circuit board trace patterns on the robot. It's also a nod to maybe the Overwatch character Tracer by the same name.
Oh, right.
And there's also a sticker on the side that is the 1.21 gigawatts, which is how much power the DeLorean from Back to the Future requires. Oh, and as we know, that leaves quite good like flame traces on the ground when it takes off. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I like that. That's a fun little piece of trivia.
Yeah, I like it. So some people asked about Needle. They asked, how much can Needle lift? And spoiler alert, if you're not watching Bounty Hunters, you need to get on it. If you have, you get to see Needle lift two full heavyweight robots with a single fork. And that was his favorite moment of 2020, which is pretty cool.
We gotta watch that.
So yeah, single fork on needle can lift 1,000 pounds.
Holy smokers.
Pretty crazy, 220 kilos. The answer, though, depends on the forks we use. So the taller fork height, the less we can lift. The forks we used on P1, which I think is in a fight in the Bounty Bots, can lift 1,000 pounds per fork. The bear trap, in quotes, fork that we use for Bale Spear is more like 500 pounds each.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. And that's still each, though. Like, that's still crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? I think I really would like to see Needle somehow try and assault Chomp.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a heavy robot. And yeah, it was interesting. A bit further down, he said that Needle is really the star of the show. They actually designed it first. And Tracer is just a muscle to back up the little guy.
Yeah, cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Needle is a very cool minibot. It's definitely become one of my favorites. Somebody asked, when did you build the Self Rider during the tournament? Did it work? And they also asked about the ears on top. So I think they added ears on top of the robot. Maybe this happens later in, or maybe after bounties. They said about the Self Rider, sadly, we couldn't get it working right. It was working. We were working on it day and night, but once we got it on, we were able to break it in the test box and had to start over. He said, there are a lot of very nerdy cool things about this robot that 99% of people will never know. So yeah, Tracer has four-wheel independent suspension, which I thought was really cool.
What?
Yeah, this is pretty sweet, right? So it bottoms out on impact. And it has I didn't realize this about Tracer. This is the most interesting thing that I've garnered from this thread, is that the front plate armor is sort of dynamic in that it's meant to really go against vertical spinners. So the armor is actually, it's not attached in like a hard point way. It's actually attached on a hinge to the main weapon axle. So what happens is when you hit it, it sort of rotates up.
Right.
And absorbs some of the force. So it's sort of free floating armor. If you look closely on the BattleBots website, which I did, Tracer has some, you can see where the hinges sort of attach. And that's pretty cool.
I wonder how effective that is in the end.
Well, they said it was very effective. They said they took some really big hits and it worked. And
cool.
Yeah, definitely works against vertical hits, but I think they take some horizontal hits pretty bad. Yeah, they also said, we ran the whole regular season around half power just to play it safe to try and avoid getting flipped. In retrospect, I think it made it worse. More RPMs actually made it harder to roll, and it's going to get a real test in our next fight. So that's interesting, because I thought it looked underpowered.
So did I. I was really underwhelmed by the hit of the weapon. Yeah, so,
in the Bale Spear fight.
Yeah, so I am excited to see them at full power.
Yeah, they've been running it at half power. And so somebody asked about the weapon speed, which was misquoted in the show. And he corrected here, it's 160 miles per hour in the first few fights, and it'll be 180 plus in the next. So, Tracer, someone to watch in their next fight. Yeah, all right. Good one. And they're going for higher next year, so we'll see.
Cool, all right, Tracer. I'm excited to see what you bring.
I like, somebody asked, how was your experience on Shark Tank?
A what?
Yeah, so they were on Shark Tank,
which
is interesting. And they said it couldn't be less like BattleBots for sure. BattleBots is the best summer camp ever. Shark Tank is the hardest, most stressful thing I've ever done. It was totally worth it in the end, but extremely difficult. So they were on twice. They lost once and won the other time. And yeah, so Chimera is a company. If you go to www.chimera.com, you can see what they build, which I assume they got funded off Shark Tank for this, which is they build electric jet boards, which is this thing. I'll show you a picture, Tegan.
Oh, that looks like fun.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a boogie board with a jet motor in the back, right? Like a water jet.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Wait, but did you say that they lost twice?
No, they lost once on Shark Tank.
Right, so they didn't get... Shark Tank's like Dragon's Den, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've only watched the Dragon's Den one, but I think it's the same premise.
So I feel like if you lose, you don't get any money.
Yeah, but they've been on twice. They lost once.
Oh, so then they got the funding the second time.
Yeah, I assume they got the funding the second time.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is nice. And yeah, Tracer's weapon is actually powered by my jetboard drive tech.
Yes.
So
that's how you do it.
Yeah, maybe we'll see Tracer in the water one day. No, probably not. What about I'm just full tangent here. What about aquatic battle bots though?
Ooh.
Like they fight in a big they fight in a big fish tank. You don't have to worry about shrapnel.
Yeah, you're right. And there's no wheels. It's just propellers.
It's just submarines fighting each other.
That'd be good.
I feel like crushing bots.
Crushing bots would be super effective.
That's the meta, right?
Yes. Double Jeopardy would win.
Exactly. And yeah, that's pretty much what I had for Tracer. It's pretty cool.
I like it.
Jetboard tech.
Learned a bunch about Tracer.
Who'd you have next?
I had Balespear next.
All right, here you go.
Okay. First off, someone asked Balespear, what is the best crop?
Oh, now we've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley, so I'm excited to know this.
We've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley. Yeah. It's been very good and very fun. We just got two cows. They're very cute. Anyway, one of them's named C4. That's not important. their best crop is soybeans.
Soybeans?
Soybeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I love tofu, so I back that.
Yeah, soybeans turns into tofu, turns into soy milk, turns into...
Yeah, very versatile.
Soy sauce, I think.
The best crop. All right, sweet. Yeah.
And then someone asked, do you plan to bring Balespear to season 6 if it happens, and what modifications and upgrades will you make if you decide to go? They do not plan on attending season 6 as a captain and with a new Balespear. They plan on going with the team Red Devil as a pit crew member, like they were supposed to this season.
Okay, yeah, so this is interesting. Red Devil got sold
to William Osman.
To William Osman, YouTuber, not a crab, cat enthusiast.
Captain of Moist Pony.
Captain of Moist Pony. Fearsome robot.
Yes.
I would like to see Moist Pony in the ring with Wally. I think that's a fair matchup.
That's a pretty fair matchup, actually. I'd love to see that.
I think Moist Pony has the more devastating active weapon. That pinwheel is sharp.
Yes.
But yeah, we're seeing robots getting sold.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure this has always gone on. I mean, Perfect Phoenix was sold to Tyler. But yeah, Mammoth getting sold for $20,000.
Apparently.
If you want to go out and buy Mammoth, now's your time.
Yeah, go buy Mammoth.
If you got a spare 20K floating around and you need the biggest battle bot in the world that I know of.
Honestly.
And you have a garage to fit it, then why not?
Yeah, go for it.
But... Is this? I'm excited for the future of BattleBots when we just see teams trading and...
Yeah, so Team Red Devil are just building a brand new bot, it seems. And
with William Osman's money.
Yeah, with William Osman's money. And this guy's going to be... Balespear's going to be in it. So no Balespear next year, it seems. He was meant to be in Red Devil this year, but because they're from Canada... The borders were shut, quarantined, they couldn't come.
Right, okay.
So he was like, you know what? Apparently Greg got on the phone, was like, mate, we need another robot here.
We need that farm bot.
And so he's like, yeah, all right.
It looked like this season really just scraped in together. You know, Tracer actually, in the start of their intro and their thread, was talking about how They were just going to be in the audience, but then they needed more robots. And so I think Greg just got on the phone with everyone he knew.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
Well, yeah, the next question they got asked was, what motivated you to return this season? And then they wrote, COVID prevented a lot of teams from participating, and the extra time allowed my personal issues to be cleared up before filming. So I had the time and money to build. Greg called me in June. I thought about it and said yes and started building.
Yes.
So, sounds like Greg really did just call everybody he knew.
Yeah.
Like, please, I don't have any bots.
I mean, what a champion for the robots.
Yes, I agree. Sure. And then somebody asked a very important question. How many bales would a Balespear spear if a Balespear could spear bales?
Important question.
He wrote, about a wagon's load.
Oh, yeah. So, that makes sense.
Yeah. How do you find time to run the farm and still build a badass bot? My farm is grain, so my downtime repair equipment is January through to March and August. Rest of the year is super busy, though. So, it sounds like he doesn't have that much time, honestly, to build robots for BattleBots and go there and do it. But he just did it.
Yeah, that is good. Props to him.
Yeah. Someone asked if they forged the tip of the spear themselves. We have to remember that Bale Spear's team is forged to farm.
Oh, true.
But their teammate Kenny forged it, and it's 4130, and he made several versions of it, but he used the same one all season. This is the spear tip.
Yeah, okay. I do like that it's forged.
Yeah, I love it when things are forged for robots. It makes it feel...
It's a weird crossover of, like, the old metalworking arts and the new, you know, CAD
electronics. Everything's, like, machined on lathes. And...
Yeah. If you can have both in the one robot, that's some...
Go for it.
That's something special.
And then someone asked, why combat robots? Have you considered making a friendly robot or one that talks? But honestly, do you ever farm hack together bot stuff for the farm? The Ewerts made bank with Utter Gun. I'm sure the egg cannon is just waiting to be invented. And then he wrote, I actually have built a mole dozer that I dug under my slab to my basement to fix a collapsed wall. So he's built a robot that remotely digs underground for you.
Oh.
There's a link to a YouTube, and he's got like a whole series of him building it and testing it, and we'll put a link to that in the episode description.
Yeah, we will certainly put a link. And you've just cleared something up for me. Is it so the Ewerts invented Utter Gun?
Yeah, seems it.
Now I know. So yeah. It's not necessarily they're sponsored, that's their own product.
And then he also wrote, I'm currently working on a project called Deer Dash for keeping deer out of my beans.
It's quite ingenuitive.
Yeah, it's going to be a GPS-guided automated scarecrow of sorts, and that also has a YouTube link there that you can look at.
I will be looking at these.
Yeah, so it's really farm-heavy working robots.
Yeah.
So...
Their farm sounds like an interesting visit. They should maybe start ticketing their farm once they have enough robots to sort of come see the farm of the future.
The farm of the future.
This is it.
That's what they've got. They've got the farm of the future. And then last but not least, someone asked how powerful is that spike?
Yeah, I want to know this.
Spike, how powerful are you?
I'm extremely powerful. So powerful, I could pierce Chomp.
Whoa. I mean, that is exactly what Balespear did, but I don't see you being able to do that.
Have you ever seen my dive into the water?
Yes.
I call it the spike. No, I don't. That's not a thing.
Graceful, it is not. So, and he said, my favorite thing is that he said north of 2,000 pounds. So above 2,000 pounds, but decided to use the direction north.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that? Like north of?
No, I've never. I love it.
That's a sort of saying.
But I don't have an impact sensor to measure the impact delivered, nor am I an engineer to do that much math.
Look, fair enough.
It can puncture aluminium and thinner steel. It's more of an air hammer than anything.
Okay, so a bit similar to Rusty's.
Yeah.
Which is an air hammer. Yeah, right.
So.
Super interesting.
That's.
2,000 pounds.
North of.
North of. You're right.
North of 2,000 pounds.
That is powerful. I like Balespear. I'll be sad not to see them back, but I guess that design didn't quite work out. I just want more robots that look like monster trucks.
No, I agree. But we have to remember that Team Red Devil were the ones that had the tank tracks.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see if their new design will also have tank tracks.
Yeah. Who knows what they're going to bring? I mean, will they keep the name Team Red Devil?
I think so.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. Just not the same bot because they've sold it.
Sweet. I'm so looking forward to 2021. Well, I have for you here... This AMA from Axe Backwards was a lot of fun. They kept it short and sweet in their answers, made it easy for me. So, Axe Backwards is Team Kurtrox. So, it's capital K-U-R, capital T-R-O-X. Now, I wanted to spell out the capitals because I really just think it's Team Kurt Rocks. And that's not unintentional.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, Kurt seems like a funny man. So, somebody asked, your fight against Shredderator was probably the best ever. Would you consider using the wedge configuration more permanently? And there was two answerers here, Kurt and his teammate, who on Reddit went by Grand Hunter. Grand Hunter said, "The team is still debating about our wedge because it seems to be the only way we can stop being hit by spinners. One theory we have thought of is to have a wedge module which could attach, but we still don't have a final choice yet." Kurt said, "Wedges suck, but deemed effective against horizontal spinners. I hate wedges." So,
whoa!
Kurt just hates wedges.
Hates wedges, but they go so good with sweet chili and sour cream.
Yeah, exactly. Sweet potatoes? Oh, I don't know how you could hate wedges, Kurt.
Yeah, what? No, okay. But that's a really odd... That feels like a really odd stance to take in the combat robotics arena.
I think you will find by the end of this that Kurt's and Axe Backwards' whole team takes odd stances on things.
Okay, I'm excited. Keep going.
What made you come up with the idea of a full-body drum spinner? And I was really hoping for this question, and of course, and this answer. And they said, they thought it would be cool if a barrel on the side of the road would spin really fast. Which is what I had assumed had happened there.
That's really good.
Yeah, that is quite good.
I enjoy that.
Because when you look at Axe Backwards, you thought, somebody's just taken a 44-gallon drum and made it spin really fast.
I mean, it's true. This is what you said literally last episode, I think.
It's good. Are you going to stick with the full-body drum design? Absolutely, you know it.
Good. Never change Axe Backwards.
I don't think they will. Do you plan on making more wedge configurations for different bots? How fast is the drum? They say, that was not our original plan, and it goes 188 miles per hour.
Whoa, that's a fast drum.
Yeah, they've certainly got it up to speed. What material did you guys choose for the armor/weapon of Axe Backwards? So, the black part of the drum is aluminium, and the teeth are green rings. The teeth and green rings are AR-500. The black side of the side panels are aluminium, and the green side panels are titanium.
So, okay.
Yeah, quite a composite of materials.
Yeah, aluminium I feel like is an interesting choice for a main weapon.
Well, somebody asked, would you make the main weapon out of steel? But they said it would just be too heavy, so...
I mean, it is huge.
Yeah, so it's a big drum.
It's a big full-body drum spinner. It makes sense for it to be lighter.
And it's fun to see things get holes in them.
This is true. This is true.
Will they keep the axes? It's likely that we will have the axes again. We struggled mostly because we made a design that hasn't really been seen from before. I wish that BattleBots would stop pairing us with spinners. Now that people know our drum spins, it would be awesome to see it hitting other robots that would normally grab or push us.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. They've been paired up with a lot of spinners. Yeah. So it'd be good to see them fight some other types.
Yeah, like Big Dill or something.
What bot would you like to fight? Is there a fight you would be scared to fight? They said they want to fight everyone, and nope.
All right.
And Kurt reiterated what he said. Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
I love it.
Yeah, they bring a fun energy. What are those airless tires called? They're called Tweels.
Tweels?
Yeah, and I've seen these, actually. I really like that they had airless tires. I've seen these kind of tires on, like, military vehicles, like Humvees, experimented with these because, yeah, I guess they don't pop like a regular tire. They're just airless. So they're a bit more bouncy, maybe, can take a hit, and yeah, you can't puncture them.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that they were airless.
Yeah, they sort of have like ribs on the inside from the inside axle to the outside.
That's cool.
Somebody asked, what would your response be to someone who says Axe Backwards is an awful robot that doesn't win fights? Kurt said, I'd hug them and whisper in your ear, you're right, but where's your robot?
Yes! That's so good! Oh, I really appreciate that answer. What a rude question to ask, but that answer is just so good.
I mean, there are some serious haters of Axe Backwards, and I think that's because... some people only go for the robots that win the fights, but Axe Backwards is a cool robot.
Yeah, no, I love the Axe Backwards team. The energy and humor is excellent.
They come back every year and they're just keeping on improving,
Go.
How did you get paired with Mammoth in that segment after the fight with Hypershock? So that funny gag bit where they drove past in the car. Oh, yeah.
They're like, did you get his insurance, bro?
Yeah. So they said, I gave them a ton of content. I'm everywhere and super high energy all the time. I was driving off set to get food and saw them filming and stopped right in the shot.
Yes.
So he's just driving through.
I love that.
What's your favorite dad joke? Kurt says, what do you call a pile of cats? A meountain. That's very good.
That's quite good. I like Kurt. I like the energy that he's like bringing. I like Kurt
too. Finally, how did the name Axe Backwards come to be? It's a spin-off of the old-fashioned ass backwards, which is what we seem to be doing when we get in the box.
I mean, look, I love this team officially.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. I feel like I've enjoyed them. I've always felt bad that they get destroyed, but I've always enjoyed them as a team. And this just really cements it.
Yeah, it's good to get to know the teams after you've watched them for a while and realize the kind of personalities they are.
Yeah.
And yeah, Axe Backwards, one of the funnest teams.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
Shall we get to this fight card, Tio?
Let's talk about this fight card. All right, let's start with Kraken versus Huge.
Oh boy, this is a tough one for Kraken.
This is going to be a super tough one for Kraken. They have a very exposed nose that is high in the air.
I feel like Huge will pick a shorter bar that will just hit the top of Kraken. I have heard that Kraken has a configuration that they will be bringing for Huge, so I don't know what their plan is here.
They've just brought a whole new robot. It's super wide. It's got the biggest mouth.
No.
It's not a Kraken anymore. It's more of like a whale shark kind of situation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, possibly. I don't know. Like, when you look at Kraken, where can they grab on Huge? They could grab the wheels.
They could grab the wheels.
But what can they do to the wheels?
Try and move him around, I guess. But
I'm just going to have to wait and see. I can't fathom what Kraken is going to bring. I'm just hoping they're not renting that bike rack.
If they rent the bike rack, I will not scream. No, but I doubt that they would. But imagine if anybody ever did.
Let's not go back there. Thankfully, the bike rack doesn't feature in this episode. Fingers crossed.
I'm crossing those fingers. All right, Spike. Well,
I mean, yeah.
Who do you think will win and who are you going for?
Okay, I am going for Huge, and I think Huge will win.
Hey, I agree. Hands down. Yeah. I don't know how unless Kraken comes with some crazy concept that we would never think of because we don't build robots. So it's likely.
It's possible. I just can't fathom what they're going to bring, and I'm excited to see it.
I am excited for Huge to get a win. Honestly, like, that's what I want. I want Huge to win a match.
Yeah.
We've seen Kraken win one. It's Huge's turn.
It is. It's going to be a hard one for Kraken. I feel like they've drawn a short straw here, but yeah. It's going to be a good one for Huge.
It's going to be a great one for Huge.
Moving right along, we've got Ribot versus Axolotl.
Yeah. Are axolotls and frogs related in some way in the animal kingdom?
Kenny and Chris will tell us through many puns if they are. I think they are. Shall I look it up?
Yeah, let's look it up. I want to know. I want to know before Chris and Kenny tell us.
Yes, axolotls are amphibians.
All right, so two amphibians in the box. One is a frog, and one is the most adorable, weird little amphibian in the world.
Now, here's my question for you, Tegan. In the animal kingdom, obviously I do not condone any violence against animals, but if a frog had to fight an axolotl, which would win?
A frog would win.
A frog would win. Is this reflect in any way what we're about to see?
I think so.
I think so too.
This is the first time we're seeing axolotl, though. We have to remember that.
It could pack a punch.
We don't know anything. Like, they could really just come out all guns blazing.
What we do know is that in this fight, Ribot is bringing their undercutter. And Ribot is a great driving bot that packs a punch.
Yeah, Ribot I personally find Ribot really exciting to watch in matches. The team...
They're very bouncy.
They're super bouncy. Their team's always really happy. Like, I feel like Ribot's got this one. I am excited to see Axel at all, though, because there's still robots that we haven't seen, and this is one of them, and I've been looking forward to it. Mainly because axolotls are adorable.
Yeah, it's a very good theme. I like the color scheme, you know? Yes. I think they're doing good. But who are you going for in this, Tegan?
I'm going for Ribot.
And who do you think's going to win?
I think Ribot's going to win.
Look, I got to agree with you. It's an easy pick for me.
Yeah. All right, let's move right along. Rotator versus Big Dill.
Oof.
Yeah.
Big oof. Throwing Rotator a bone here for the TV sake.
I think so too, honestly. Sometimes I feel like the matchups that people have chosen is Rotator is one of those people who's done well in past seasons and causes drama on television. Well, maybe for lack of a better word. And they haven't won a match yet, so they're like, we'll just give you Big Dill. Which I think is quite rude towards Big Dill because they are a good bot.
On the other hand, you know, when you get paired up with a big boy robot like Rotator, most destructive winner last year, this is a huge opportunity for Big Dill. If you're in Big Dill's shoes, you have the chance to take out one of the big boys.
I know. Imagine if Rotator doesn't make it to the bracket at all.
If they lose this one, that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
There's no way, you know, TV or not, that you can send a bot to the bracket 0-3.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make sense. You can see Rotator getting into the bracket if they win this one.
They've had some excellent matches that they've happened to lose.
Yeah, that's it. They always put on a show. So even if they lose those matches, it's entertaining. They'll probably get picked for the bracket. But if they lose this one, entertaining or not, that's kind of hard to justify.
Yeah, exactly.
That would make people angry.
That's why I feel like maybe the matchmakers have made me a match of Rotator versus Big Dill so they can be like, well, we'll give Rotator an easy win. But I feel like Big Dill is a really good control bot.
I like it.
I really like Big Dill, and I'm excited to see what Spicy Meatball brings to the table as well.
Yes, I'm excited to see Spicy Meatball, although I think it better watch out.
It is a heavy bot, though, you have to remember. I feel like maybe it might even help stop Rotator in their tracks.
It's possible. If they can work together and they can drive well, they're in with a shot.
They're in with a shot.
But after watching Rotator fight Valkyrie, we know what Rotator can do. And I mean, they took a lot of damage, but Victor Soto's team, great, great bot builders. I'm sure that they're going to be put Rotator back together perfectly for this fight.
And they're going to be hungry.
Yeah, they're going to be hungry for that win. So.
Can you imagine? Just imagine how pissed off Victor Soto would be if he didn't win this match.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
He would be so mad. Oh, standing there in his little light-up shoes, fuming. Oh, honestly, I kind of want to see it, but...
But when you get down to brass tacks, I think Rotator is going to win this one. I'm going... For Big Dill?
I'm going to go for Big Dill hands down, but I do believe Rotator's going to win.
Yeah, me too.
They just hit so heavy.
This next match, though, this is an interesting one for
this
me.
One I'm honestly scared for both parties.
I'm super excited. I'm maybe as excited for this match as the main event.
No, I agree, actually. This is a second main event, and it's halfway through.
So this is Jackpot versus Lockjaw, of course.
Yeah, Jackpot versus Lockjaw. Jackpot have been seriously impressive.
Yeah.
I have been amazed every time they've entered that ring.
They're ramping up their robot for sure. We're seeing them do better every match. I think they still... I don't know if they're going to have the driving prowess.
That's what I was going to say.
Outdrive Lockjaw.
Yeah, Lockjaw has got driving on lock. Like, he knows how to drive that robot.
The other thing that Lockjaw has is experience.
Never, ever, 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 ever forget the experience.
Never, ever.
Never, ever. Don't do it. If you forget the experience, then you lose who you're going to pick. Because Lockjaw, Donald Hudson is an amazing builder, an amazing driver. He's just one of the best in the business.
You know, he's watched all of the jackpot fights so far. He's going to know how to approach this.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be cautious. I think he's going to buy his time and go for that side shot, because I don't think he's going to be giving Lockjaw any discounts in this fight.
That's the thing. Lockjaw...
I don't think he's going to be giving Jackpot any discounts in this fight.
Yeah. Lockjaw is a smart robot driver. He's not reckless at all. He is strategic and smart.
Super strategic.
Jackpot hits crazy heavy, but their drive is just not the most effective we've seen.
I'm hoping they've really honed it in at this point and we can see, like, some good competition.
I would love for this to go down to the judges.
I would love for this to go 3 minutes. I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either, but I think it would be such an amazing match to watch the whole way.
I'm going
to
predict a minute 30.
All right, okay.
Knock out Lockjaw.
Okay, so Lockjaw's going to knock Jackpot out?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a pretty solid prediction. I'm going to go for Jackpot because I just... love their robot, and they've impressed me, and the glitter, and it's just
the little tiara.
It's so good.
They are. They're a great team. I'm also going for Jackpot because they've got that underdog spirit this year. They're like $4,000 death roll for me at this point.
It's great, but I honestly think Lockjaw's going to take it home, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But also, that's not really that unfortunate because I also love Lockjaw.
Yeah, it'll be good to see either of these bots get a win. I think it's sure to put on a show. I'm looking forward to this fight.
Me too. This is going to be a really exciting fight.
Next up, we have one of, if not the best horizontal spinner in the competition right now versus, no shade here, but maybe one of the worst horizontal spinners. I haven't seen Kronos do very well in a lot of years, and it's hard. It's a hard matchup here.
That was full shade. That what you just said was full.
Look, I like Kronos. I think it is one of the best looking bots out there.
No, that is correct.
I just have seen Kronos have some reliability issues.
Yeah, no, this
that is
true.
Not to say it's a bad robot.
Well, what you just said was no shade, but I think they're the worst. No, look, that's okay. No, honestly, Kronos, we know from past that they have not performed at their peak.
One of my favorite teams, I will clarify.
Okay.
But I think, you know, maybe it's just been bad luck. They've had a rough run.
Yeah, and I feel like their weapon is not the most effective when it comes to a full body spinner. It doesn't seem to have enough purchase compared to someone like Gigabyte or Captain Shredderator.
Yeah, I honestly just haven't seen enough fights out of Kronos.
That too. Like, I feel like we missed that unaired one.
Yeah.
With P1. That would have been
like
cool to see.
I feel like they had some unaired fights in the last seasons too.
I feel like they did too.
Kronos is a team that I really want to see more of because the team brings me so much joy and it's a cool looking robot.
They've got an aesthetic, that's for sure.
They really have an aesthetic. I love it. They're up there on my aesthetic rankings.
Yeah. So Bloodsport versus Kronos. Bloodsport's hectic.
I'm most excited for Kronos' team's walkout this year.
Yeah?
They always deliver an excellent walkout.
Okay, well, I'll have to make sure I keep my eye on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be watching the episode, so I will, but...
How's this fight going to go, on the other hand? It's hard to go against Bloodsport.
Yeah, look, I think Bloodsport's going to take this one home. They are ferocious this year.
It's just going to be interesting to see what kind of weapon they bring, because they have so many options.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're ferocious. I'm going to be going for Bloodsport. I think Bloodsport's going to win.
Yeah, me too. Bloodsport. I think they've just got it in the bag. I'm sorry, Kronos.
There's a lot of red and black spinning robots this year.
It's a good color scheme.
It's a good color scheme. There are several.
You know what I love in a robot?
What's that?
Punctuation.
Right. And, yeah, grammar.
Yeah, grammar, punctuation. I love it when people bring those things into names.
Right. And
war? Easy. That's how you pronounce it.
It's more like war? Easy.
But it's got an exclamation point.
You're right.
You have to exclaim.
War? Easy.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I got it that time.
Yeah, no, that one was good.
Yeah.
And they're versing Fusion.
They are versing Fusion. I'm excited to see this robot. I know hardly anything about it other than it looks kind of like a car.
Yeah, another little race car bot.
I love the race car bots.
You can't, oh, I mean, you can go wrong with a race car bot. We've seen it time and time again. But
I do hope they have one of the... They don't have a regular sort of remote. I hope they have one of those RC car sort of steering driving remote controls.
I love it when they have those.
They just drive. They just turn and corner so much better with those remotes often.
Yeah, which is crazy to me somehow. Like, I don't know why... I've never used one of those remote controls before, so maybe I just don't understand.
You, like, spin the little wheel on the side, and it literally turns like a steering wheel.
Okay, that's... that. You know what? That makes a lot of sense. I don't know why I wouldn't have just picked up on that.
This is going to be some tough competition, though. Fusion is really packing a punch now, and I wouldn't doubt that they've got that thing moving across the battle box better by this point.
Yeah, seeing how upset Reese was with the last performance, I feel like he's spent his time just working on that drive alone. He's got it fixed now.
You know he went away and just did the hard night's work on that one.
Absolutely. So I'm really keen to see how well this race car War Easy bot versus Fusion, who's got two weapons and probably drives really well now.
Yeah.
What kind of weapon does War Easy have?
It has a vertical spinner. Now, I do anticipate Fusion will try and go... If they're going to go head-on, they're going to go vertical spinner probably. And they'll probably try and use their horizontal spinner on those wheels.
Yeah, that'd be smart. To tear them off easy.
So I think that'll be Fusion's plan of attack.
I really want to see how well War Easy can avoid both weapons.
Yeah, I hope it's a speedy bot. If they have the speed on their side and it looks like a speedy bot, they could go well. It's just really hard to bet on a new bot when you haven't seen it before.
Exactly. You don't know what to expect at all.
I was super wrong about Adam 94 and their performance, you know.
We were crazy wrong about Aegis.
Yeah, crazy wrong about Aegis. You've gotta just watch these things the first time with a bit of grain of salt.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going for War Easy.
Yeah.
Because race car, bot, punctuation, I love those things.
I'm also going for War Easy because it just looks really cool.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think Fusion is going to win this.
I agree. They performed really well last time, and I think that they've just dialed it in even more.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, and I think there's more of a target on War Easy, and it's going to be hard to drive into Fusion and not get hit.
I agree.
If War Easy can somehow get Fusion in the corner, we could see the upset.
Yeah, and honestly, bring it. Bring the upset, War Easy. We have to remember, though, Son of Y Archie team... Well, Team Y Archie, they are excellent builders.
Oh, yeah.
So, I reckon Reese has been... I don't know. I just think they've got it.
Yeah, I do too. It's going to be an interesting one. When we know more about War Easy after tonight, then I'll have something to say.
Yes.
The main event, though.
The main event.
Tombstone versus Scorpios.
What a time to be alive.
How do we see this going down? Ray Billings, hungry for a win. Scorpios, though, really likes fighting horizontal spinners at the moment.
Yeah, that front wedge really absorbs some hits.
It's exceptional. I think Scorpios obviously going to go for the box rush. Going to just go the rotator plan. Try and just embrace the chaos, knock Tombstone into the wall, slow them down. And then where do you want to hit? If you're Scorpios, you've slowed Tombstone down. Where do you want to hit on Tombstone?
My vote is like the back portion of Tombstone where all of his innards are.
I guess you want to hit those wheels. To take a wheel off.
Making him not move is obviously a good idea.
But yeah, all that back portion.
Anywhere on the back. The wheels are on the back. His innards are in the back. You just stay away from the front of Tombstone, really. Like, that's the takeaway.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, this is the thing about Tombstone, is that he can turn on a dime and take out their wheels just as well. Like, probably easier than they can take out his. They have to, like, try and grapple him in a way, almost, whereas he just needs to drive around them.
Yeah, I wonder what weapon Tombstone will bring. I think... probably something quite powerful, if not his most powerful bar, because he knows that Scorpios' front wedge is really on there, a really good wedge and armor plate. And I think he's going to need the serious kinetic energy to do the damage.
I think so too. I think he sees Scorpios as a threat. Because why wouldn't you? They are an exceptional robot with an exceptional team behind it. We've seen them win. They are really doing well this season.
They are strategists. And that is how you beat Tombstone, is strategy.
Exactly.
The strategy might be well known, but executing it is another thing.
Yes, and I feel like we've seen them execute their strategies time and time again. So, honestly, I'm really excited for this matchup. I think it's going to be... It's going to be hard to see Scorpios get destroyed.
If they do.
I feel like they will have some chunks missing by the end of it.
You don't leave a Tombstone match with no damage. There's always at least one hit because that bar spins up quick.
It's so quick and it's so violent. And I love how it just moves all of the debris out of its way.
It has a like wind wake.
Yeah.
Where it just dusts the floor.
That Tombstone's always clean because it just gets the dirt out of its own way. No, I deserve better than this. Get out of the way.
It's true. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. I mean, who do you think is going to win? I think Scorpios is in there with a good chance.
I honestly feel like if anyone's got a chance against Tombstone, it's Scorpios. But I still feel like Tombstone's going to take it. Like, yeah, Tombstone hasn't had the best... go this season so far. They lost to Endgame. That was pretty wild.
They tore up Slapbox, so we know Tombstone is still working.
It's still working, but Slapbox are rookies. Scorpios is not.
Yeah, this is a challenge.
This is a challenge for Ray, but I feel like that's when he flourishes. I feel like when he's not feeling cocky and safe is when...
Yeah, we see the real Ray come out.
The real Ray comes out and he's like, all right, time to get down to business.
Ray of destruction.
Yes, that is what he is, a ray of destruction. Well, I'm going for Scorpios because I love that team, but I think Tombstone's going to take it home.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a toss-up, but I think probably Tombstone is going to win this one. It's just such a devastating robot. It's really always... You just can't bet against Tombstone.
It's hard to.
It's very hard to. He's the king of kinetic energy.
And will always be.
And will always be. Well, that's all we've got this episode.
Yeah, that's all we've got this episode. Who do you think is going to win? Seriously, email us, talk to us, because there's a lot of confusion here.
Who do you want to win? Yeah, we're interested in who your favorite teams are.
Yeah, so that's our email is botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. You can find all our episodes on www.botsbotsbots.com.
.au. Don't forget that. Yeah. Did we have any emails to read out, Spike?
We sure did have an email. So we had a lovely email here from Rob Pascual. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name there. He said, hello, Robo Sport Buddies. That's us.
Yeah, we're the Sport Buddies.
He's written a bit here, but I'll generally paraphrase. He said, I'm not generally the sort of nerd that writes letters to podcasts, but hey, there's a time for everything. That's right.
Hello and welcome to this one.
Welcome, you're in the episode. Yeah, he said some really lovely stuff about our podcast, that he's been enjoying it, and the audio hasn't been too bad, which I was thoroughly glad to hear.
That is really good to know. Spike puts a lot of time and effort into editing our podcast.
I am not an audio engineer, but maybe one day I will be now.
Who knows?
Yeah, he said he's, you know, in a densely populated area of California, and he's been in quarantine for 10 months now. Hearing enthusiastic voices from across the globe brings me a lot of joy, and you are a blessing. That's so nice.
That's so nice. Rob, 10 months in quarantine, that's a long time. And thank you so much for jumping on board to listen to our humble little podcast.
Yeah, I went ahead to ask him who his favorite teams are, and he said, it's always hard to choose favorites because... they're sort of all my favorite. I agree.
Absolutely.
And Rob is a man after my own heart. He said, I really like seeing newer kinds of designs. Huge is probably my all-round favorite. Hell yes. Go He's, Huge.
Yes, your boy.
He's really digging Uppercut. Uppercut's performance over the last couple of seasons. Sharko rules. I can't wait to see what Ed Robinson makes next. I'm really hoping to see Spork and Ock work by the end of the season. because I'm still not quite sure what it does. Neither are we.
Neither are we.
But maybe you know the origins of it now. I love the team and the color scheme. And of course, everyone with a soul has to love Rusty.
Too true. The true words have never been spoken, Rob.
Ah, he went on to say as well, though, that my favorite bot isn't currently competing. It's Sewersnake / Stinger, which is one of my all-time favorite bots, too.
Yeah, I remember Stinger. They were really good.
Yeah, with the six wheels, kind of a control bot with a flamethrower in it sometimes.
So good.
So, Rob sent us a really cool fight between Last Rites, which is Tombstone by any other name.
Yep.
And Sewersnake, which is Stinger, at RoboGames. And yeah, I'll leave that in the show notes. Really cool fight.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much, Rob. That's so lovely.
Oh, he actually said, I can't find the quote, but I think Ray Billings said he had a 50-50 win-loss rate versus Sewersnake. So that's pretty good. And yeah, the builder from Stinger / Sewersnake is part of Gigabyte's team right now. So yeah, that's why Gigabyte's doing really good. Some great builders on there.
Nice, that's cool.
Cheers, Rob. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Cool. All right, well, this has been this episode of Bots, Bots, Bots. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. This is now the end of the episode. We've made it. We've done it. We've all stuck in with this together. I'm so proud of us.
I'm so proud of you, Tegan.
I'm proud of you, Spike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week after we've watched some more exciting robot carnage.
Yeah, we'll probably see you tomorrow.
Yeah, probably tomorrow.
Yeah, cool. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
Bye now.
Noises.